I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The contours of a deal that could end the spectacle on the U.S. House of Representatives floor are starting to emerge, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In 11 votes over 3 days, the House has been paralyzed, with GOP divisions keeping the chamber from electing a speaker. But there are glimmers of hope as he arrived at the Capitol today. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters, "We're going to shock you." McCarthy has given holdout conservatives and others a deal centering around rules changes that would shrink the speaker's power and give rank-and-file lawmakers more influence. Sagar, Washington.
The Kremlin-ordered truce in Ukraine hostilities is now uncertain amid suspicion of Russian President Vladimir Putin's moves. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The impact of President Vladimir Putin's order for his forces in Ukraine to observe a unilateral 36-hour ceasefire is in doubt after Kyiv officials dismissed the move as a ploy, but haven't clarified whether Ukrainian troops would follow suit. Moscow hasn't said whether it would hit back if Ukraine kept fighting. The Russian declared truce in the nearly 11-month-old war is due to begin at noon Friday and continue through midnight Saturday, Moscow time. Ukrainian and Western officials suspect an ulterior motive in Putin's apparent goodwill gesture. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The leaders of the United States and Germany said they were sending armored fighting vehicles in a boost for the Kyiv government. Both countries agreed to train Ukrainian soldiers on how to use them, according to a statement. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China is seeking to minimize the possibility of a major new COVID-19 outbreak during this month's Lunar New Year travel rush following the end of most pandemic containment measures. The Transportation Ministry on Friday called on travelers to reduce trips and gatherings, particularly if they involve elderly people, pregnant women, small children, and those with underlying conditions. People using public transport are also urged to wear masks and pay special attention to their health and personal hygiene, a vice minister told reporters at a briefing. The call stopped short of asking citizens to stay home entirely, as the government had since the pandemic began. Islamist militants from Al-Shabaab killed at least 6 people on Friday while raiding a village in central Somalia that they were pushed out of last week. A government-allied militia said Somalia's government and allied clan militias have forced the militants from large swaths of territory since launching a major offensive last August, but Al-Shabaab has retaliated with a string of attacks, including bombings in the capital, Mogadishu. It killed at least 35 people and wounded 40 more on Wednesday when it detonated 2 car bombs in central Somalia. The second fierce storm this week that pounded much of Northern California has left flooding, damaged buildings, and at least 2 deaths in its wake. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Hurricane-force winds were clocked in the North Bay region, part of an atmospheric river that led to dozens of flight cancellations in San Francisco. But it's the human toll that's the hardest to bear.
Absolute nightmare.
Aileen Ticini's 2-year-old grandson was killed when a redwood tree fell onto his family's mobile home. It happened in Sonoma County. Neighbors helped pull out the crumpled debris to reach the toddler, but Ian Ticini could not be saved.
He was a love, an angel.
Police in Fairfield, California say a 19-year-old woman died in a crash on a flooded road. Further south in Santa Cruz County.
We did everything we could. We got our sandbags.
Dominic King's Mai Tai Beach restaurant was battered.
The floorboards have been pushed through the floor.
California's governor has declared a state of emergency. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has begun erupting inside its summit crater. The eruption comes less than 1 month after Kilauea and its larger neighbor Mauna Loa stopped releasing lava. Kilauea is Hawaii's most active volcano. It last erupted for 16 months, starting in September 2021. I'm Joe Ramsey.